Why water baptism? Bar 20. I'm Professor Hannes Redlingheid of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, which I have a couple of copies left, which was written and translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam, please contact us, 0722-367-124. And that's on the international code, plus 27. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will be participating in our study, Why Water Baptism, I urge you, well, first of all, very welcome. You're most, most welcome. But please go to part one of the study and start from there, because you've missed quite a bit of information. It's very, very, very important to subscribe to the channel so that you can receive the notification of all these different studies that we are busy with. I just want to say, don't miss the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. Please share this link with your friends and family, and make sure that you have a 1611 Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: any Messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witness movement, or the Roman Catholic Church, or the Seventh-day Adventists. We are not affiliated to any church denomination group or organization in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world. Hallelujah. By way of internet. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rotterdam in 1860, which is the oldest, one of the oldest English stroke Hebrew Bibles you will ever lay your hands on, which I have a couple left available. Should you be interested, you already have my contact details. According to this ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. We refer to ourselves as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16 in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. As did the disciples and the apostles and the followers of Yahushua did 2,000 years ago. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name, the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. May this be a wonderful morning. Weekend is around the corner, where we will have ample opportunity to testify to people about this glorified word of Yahweh, this revelation word. Why water baptism? And we are looking at the spiritual funeral. Romans 6 verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, for if, have you noticed something there by yourself? Now, if we have been planted together with, the planted means the figurative speech being drawn together. Planted together means becoming one with Yahushua. Meaning participating with Yahushua. So planting means a lot of things. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, so the moment that I am immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of my sins, I am becoming in the likeness of his death. Look at his small letter. Make it a capital letter. His, of in brackets, Yahushua's death. We also shall be the likeness of his capital letter, resurrection. This verse says so much. Apostle Paul said, although I have died, I will live with Yahushua. He says it's to my benefit to die. I would give anything to die right now. I'm ready to die. I don't fear death. Anything. If you live in sin, you need to fear. So, Prof, you're already like an angel, you have a couple of white wings going. No. We need to live in holiness every day. We need to strive towards holiness. We need to allow the Ruach HaKodesh in our soul's dimension to preach and teach the word unto us and lead us in all righteousness in the revelation word of Yahweh. So he says, we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. The likeness of his death has become, actually means, we have become one. I, myself, you, we have become one through immersing. So immersing is more than just a sacrament. Immersing is much more than just a little occasion for celebration. Immersing is to link myself unto death as Yahushua did. You see, most of the churches, especially in the last 600 years, never taught us anything about this. Now, I just want to know, if I read verse 5 to a little baby or a small boy or girl, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, how, in what likeness must a baby be planted or a small child be planted? We shall always also in the likeness of, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. What does a baby know about resurrection, or a small child knows about revelation, resurrection? But we know that as we are raised, resurrect, we are resurrect from the water grave, as Yahushua was resurrect by his father, through his father, Yaffa, from death and Hades. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, what does the word likeness mean? It means the moment that I appear from that water grave, I'm not what I used to be. I'm not the same person that went into it. The moment that I've been put under the water and ascend from the water, I'm a new creation in Yahushua. The word says all things has passed away, all things has become brand new. We are brand new. Now, if I want to say as a Yahvist, not a Christian, because you see, when you proclaim to be a Christian, you can live in the way that many, many churches will allow you to live. 99% of the Protestant churches today and the charismatic churches, they don't even preach sin anymore. They have an influence in translating the Bibles and reviewing the Bibles. And that's why we have this dilemma when referring to Yahushua or the Father Yaffa or the Ruach, they will write his or them with a small H or a T, not acknowledging them. We are living in the time where all gods are reckoned equal. And that's why the Bible says in Revelation 18 verse 4, come out among my children. so that you don't receive the plagues that she's going to receive. I'm going to kill her and her daughters. Now, who's the daughters? The affiliations of who? Of the Roman Catholic Church. He's going to kill her and her daughters. So what does he want us to do? To break from denominations. Break from organizations. That's for the last 26 years. I don't belong to no church. They say that she's the mother, the Roman Catholic Church is the mother of all churches. She's nothing of mine. Because I'm not a church. I'm not a denomination. We are a Bible study group. We don't function under a constitution. We function under the word of Yaffa, under the New Testament, the two kingly laws. Here Israel, Yaffa, your Elohim is one. You must serve him with your heart, your soul, and your mind. And you must love your neighbor like yourself. Hallelujah. That's the two kingly laws that we have. We don't have 613 laws like in the time of Moses, but you need to try and hold on to. And that's why we have a new covenant written in the blood of Yahshua. We have a covenant that's written in the blood of Yahshua, not in the blood of animals. For 1,000 years, basically 1,000 years, the blood of animals was sacrificed to try and work the redemption of man's sin. Man received grace for their sin. After they sacrificed, the high priest will raise his hands. He says to the nation, your sin has been forgiven. But you know what? There was no remorse in the hearts and the minds and the soul's dimensions of the Israelites. The one that was chasing the horse, he would just keep on chasing horse and doing sins. All they would do is make sure next year they've got a better sacrificial lamb or lambs. And that's why Paul started off with this in Romans 6 verse 1 when he says, shall we continue in sin? No. Why? Because we have been redeemed by the blood of Yahshua. We do not live in the likeness of the sins that we used to live in. We've been changed. Inwards and outwards. It happened inwards, and we are living a testimony outwards into a world who's looking at us. What does he say? We also want to live in, or we will also live in the likeness of his resurrection. Yahshua, after being raised from the dead, he triumphant. He walked in the power of his Father. And we, the moment that we are raised from the water grave, in the likeness of Yahshua, we manifest in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. We don't fear Satan and his demonic powers. Why? Because we walk in the righteousness, the path of righteousness, in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh, not in our own power. Because if we try and walk in our own self, our own power, we will faint immediately. We will fail immediately. But we walk in the likeness of his resurrection. If I walk in the likeness of Yahshua's resurrection, I can't talk the way I talked before I came to repentance, before I was immersed. I can't do the things that I used to do when I was unsaved. I need to walk in the likeness of his resurrection. I can't go to the places that I used to go when I was living a sinful life. The word says I'm a new creation in Yahshua. The old things has gone away. It's been buried. I'm a new in Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we as mortal men in this life today, on this sinful earth, can be a living testimony unto an unsaved world. Preaching the gospel of salvation, of everlasting life, unto a lost world. A world that's seeking for answers. Actually, to a sick world. Where sin is no longer sin. It's become a sickness. There are medication for every sin that you do. They have a tablet or a powder or something that you can take. From a chemist, or what do they call it, a drugstore. In America they call it drugstores or whatever. South Africa we call it chemist. I don't need it. I need the blood of Yahushua. We live in the likeness. We've got to walk in the likeness of Yahushua. Yeah, sometimes it's very difficult. It's very difficult. The Bible says if they slam you one side of your face, you've got to hold your other side. And even being born again, that is very difficult. Because we, in our own life, we learn to retaliate immediately. Anything happen, we want to retaliate. But that is not what the Word says. We need to live in the likeness of His resurrection. And living in the likeness of His resurrection will mean that I would have to bury the old man of sin and let the new man, not the old man. The old man will just lift his fist and want to do the fighting. But the new man says, let it be. Let it be. Yeah, time has caught up with us. The week is gone. You can't believe it. But we've learned some wonderful word. Revelation word. And I want you in this weekend to be a testimony unto the kingdom of Yahushua. Preach the gospel. Leave a word. Ask people questions. This is what the information that you gather here this week. Just use it and to plant a little seed here or there. You don't need to be evangelist preaching a 2-hour message or a 3-hour message. Just plant a little seed and allow Yahweh to wet the seed with the Ruach HaKodesh. If it's Father's will, we'll see each other next Monday. Otherwise, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.